Pierre and Miss Rebecca are not licensed therapists. Any advice given on the show is for entertainment purposes only. Always make sure to practice safe and consensual kink. And now let's get on with the show.
Welcome, everybody, fellow kinksters, to another edition of Where's the Kink? Right here at where'sthekink.com, wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Pierre.
And I'm not wearing any pants.
That's right. Miss Rebecca in the house. We're back from our seven-day break, so we want to thank everybody for staying with us, because I know it was a long 7 days.
Oh, it was a very long seven
days. Very long 7 days. So yeah. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
It's the longest week of my entire life.
Yeah, holy me crap. Too, apparently.
I
so.
Can't believe it's only been a week since our last show.
1 week. That's it. One long week. So thank you, everybody, for joining us. We are excited to be back, and we wanted to hit it off, hit the ground running with a new episode. We're going to be changing our format a little bit so everybody knows, so people aren't like, wait, did my computer screw up and I only got half the show? We're going to be bringing our times down a little bit so that we can get you more episodes so we can record more ourselves and get them out there to you. We pull the curtain back. We sometimes record more than one at a time. So
it's very exciting. It's like we're binge recording.
Yes, we binge record for you so that you can listen to them weekly, and that way we can get them all in. So, but we are going to drop the times, make them a little shorter, a little more bite-sized for you. So we're done. Have a great night. Thank you.
Yep. Bye. Bye.
Bye. So, yeah. So tonight we were going to talk about, we have a bunch of stuff to talk about.
I forgot what we were going to talk about already.
Perfect.
I know. Yeah. This is going to be a surprise for me as much as it is for everyone else.
Yay.
Yay.
So I wanted to talk about kink in movies.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, like what is accurate, what's not accurate, or what, how much you feel is accurate, like movies you've seen with kink in them, or even if it has a hint of kink, so to speak, or TV shows, how you feel kink is portrayed in film, if it's accurate, or if you feel it's over the top.
I'm trying to think of like a kinky movies or movies that I've seen with kink in them, but all I can think, like Eyes Wide Shut.
Okay, yep. Like... Well, even that works, but I'm gonna give you a specific comedy from the 90s called Exit to Eden with Rosie O'Donnell and Dan Aykroyd.
I've never seen that.
So here's the whole thing about it, and it's very comical and very weird. It's based on a novel called Exit to Eden, and it's these two detectives that have to, I don't remember the plot completely, I believe they have to go find a missing person or something along those lines, but they go to this hedonistic island.
Wait, so is this like a dark comedy?
Yeah, it's a comedy. It's a goofy comedy.
Okay.
But so I'll show you the poster. Anyone who's listening, look up Exit to Eden.
Right now,
while we're doing this, you have
not
time.
While you're driving.
Right.
Maybe pull over.
Pull over and look up Exit to Eden. So I'll show you the poster of the movie, because you get to see Rosie O'Donnell in dominatrix wear.
Holy crap, that's like actually kind of sexy. And
it
Dan
is.
Aykroyd.
And Dan Aykroyd.
Didn't imagine that.
In a slave outfit, yeah.
Nice.
So the whole movie is, they snap, oh, that's right, okay, so I'm gonna read you the official, how it started. But I remember it was two officers who had to go undercover, and it was Dan Aykroyd and Rosie O'Donnell. So, photographer Elliot Slater has inadvertently snapped the only existing photos of elusive jewel thief, that's what it was, Omar, when Elliot leaves for a private vacation on an S&M island. He is followed by Omar, Omar's partner Nina, and police officers Fred and Sheila. That's Dan Aykroyd and Rosie O'Donnell.
Fred and Sheila, those are like the two most vanilla names.
And that's the whole thing about it. They're very
amazing.
Uptight. Dragnet style. Unaware that so many people are chasing him, Elliot enjoys his stay at the resort and finds himself falling in love with the head dominatrix, Mistress Lisa, Dana Delaney.
Which is me.
So yes, it's Miss Rebecca,
it's
actually.
Me.
She doesn't remember she was in it.
It was
in 92. So.
So I was.
We might have broken.
It was a young dominatrix.
Yeah, I was about to say a young role. Yeah, very young. Running an entire island, an S&M island.
Hey, you know, go big or go home.
Exactly.
Enter this world and rule it.
Amen.
I was not born in the 90s, by the way. I just have to.
Right.
With that.
Yes. Yeah. So, but the movie itself is very inaccurate.
Oh wait, neither was I born in the 2000s.
Right. You're
older than that.
Yes. I was about to say. Wait a minute. I was like, wait, I just decided to keep going, but
I
really
like,
should have paused.
I wasn't born in the 90s, but then I was like, wait, what if they think I'm like actually In my, okay, I guess being in my 20s, I would be born in 2000. Wait, no.
No, you would have been.
Sometimes I get confused. I don't know.
You don't remember your birthdays.
I honestly don't. People still ask me all the time, like, oh, how old are you? And I'm like, 25. Just kidding. Yeah. I don't remember how
That's
old
okay.
I am.
That adds to the mystery of Miss Rebecca.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, we don't know your age. It's yes. your age. You are timeless. You are timeless. You are ageless.
Yeah.
There you go. You are just the entity.
1,500 years old.
Yeah, she's a vampire, yeah, everybody.
Absolutely.
She's the dominatrix vampire of the podcast.
Right.
So there you go.
Here we go.
And even though she's a sub, it makes it really weird.
Yeah.
She's a switch vampire. There's a movie that needs to be made.
Ooh, the switch vampire.
The switch vampire.
I love that.
Like, 1 minute he's like all Bela Lugosi. And then the next minute, he's very Renfield.
Oh, my
like,
God. Bela Lugosi is, like, wet dream.
Yeah. Well, hey, there you go.
Yeah.
So, interesting old wet dream, I must say, for vampires.
I don't know. He was Nosferatu, right? No, that wasn't Bela Lugosi. No. He was Dracula.
He was Dracula.
Who played Nosferatu? Was it Boris Karloff?
No.
Was that even old? That goes back even older. Yeah.
Nosferatu was the first, and I don't remember the actor.
I once dated a guy that I used to call Nosferatu because he kind of looked like Nosferatu.
I'm kind of surprised that was a type for you, to be honest with you.
I mean, he was just a cool guy.
Fair enough. Okay. But I know you're pansexual and all that, so that...
That's true, yeah.
Max, let me see, Count the Mysterious...
I'm glad that you knew that, because I didn't know that until very recently.
Right. I learned. Max Schreck, Count Orlok, which was Nosferatu.
Okay.
So that's the one that you're like, yay.
There he is. Yeah. I actually, that movie to this day, like of all the movies I have seen, Nosferatu is the scariest movie. I cannot walk past a stairwell in someone's house without getting freaked the fuck out thinking I'm going to see a Nosferatu shadow crawling up the stairway. Like that movie is so, and because it's a silent film,
yes,
it's like even creepier.
Well, you can fill in all the blanks with your brain. Yeah. Like, you know, your brain does it all for you.
Yeah, I will fight. That is a hill I will die on. Nosferatu is like the creepiest movie.
It is absolutely a creepy movie. I am with you on that. Yeah. It's one of my favorites for silent film,
definitely.
Like of creepy horror movies. But Exit to Eden was, you know, it was supposed to be a comedy kind of playing with the S&M thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so their whole joke of it was, hey, look, Rosie O'Donnell's in a dominatrix outfit. And there's Dan Aykroyd in a slave costume with a leather collar. He's a leather boy.
Who are you going to call?
Leather boy. So he and they have to go and do it. So the thing about it was that kind of movie, I don't mind when they kind of poke fun at S&M in some ways.
Yeah.
Because it's not supposed to be serious. They're not trying to make it like we're at a real. Some of it kind of they were trying to make it sound like it was a legitimate kind of thing, like the way that the headmistress was doing things and all that. But in the same token, it was very funny, but not necessarily accurate. Do you feel that movies that have kink in them, do you feel they're accurate often, or do you feel that they're overblown or overrated or you know, depending?
Sometimes I feel like they're a little over the top. Like how movies will sometimes be over the top to like get a point across.
Right, yeah.
Like Eyes Wide Shut.
Right.
Definitely over the top.
50 Shades of Grey. Yeah. You know, that's a whole other, but that's one of the big, like, people are going to say, right now people listening are going to be yelling movies out, you know, and they're going to say that movie.
Yeah.
So I think, and I agree. Now, do you think that is, when they're over the top, do you feel that that is a harm to the kink community, to the kink, like, mythos or genre or, you know, like just the whole idea of kink? Do you think it's harmful when a movie kind of goes that route?
Yeah, yes and no. I feel like it's harmful when it has become kind of this like how when 50 Shades of Grey came out, everyone was obsessed with it. Like everyone was reading the books, everyone was watching the movie, and that I feel in itself is harmful. But when a movie comes out, like when like no one's really thinking of kink and like kink.
Kink? I don't know what kink is.
I don't know
kink. You've just started. Hey, welcome to the Where's the Kink podcast.
Wow.
It's a night.
Yeah, kink, geek. I'm just geeky for kiki.
Yeah.
You know?
There's someone listening now named Kiki that's like, Miss Rebecca loves me.
I love you, Kiki.
Kiki, wherever you are.
Kiki's Delivery Service, also a great movie. But oh my God, imagine if we like did like a kinky version of Kiki's Delivery Service.
Did you
ever see that movie?
Yes, and I'm picturing things right now, and it'd be very interesting.
Like her, actually, that could be kind of cool, like a pinup type Kiki
on
her broom delivering her bread. Anyway, so I feel like it can be harmful when everyone's talking about it. Everyone's reading the book. Everyone's watching the movie, and they're like, "Oh, this is what kink is. This is what I'm going to do." But when, what is it called? East of Eden?
Yeah, Exit to Eden.
When movies like Exit to Eden come out, when like no one's really thinking about it, or like even Eyes Wide Shut, no one was really like thinking about kink around that time.
Right.
There was no like hyped up book or movie coming out. That I feel like is fine, but when something is like being really hyped up, that's when I think it can be a little bit harmful to the kink image or to the kink community.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. And I get that totally. I think there is a level of that. Like for instance, on Netflix, there's the show Bonding, which is the kink. It's all based on kink. And it's a series.
Is that the one with the girl?
Yeah, who's the college...
Miss, you know, May or something, yeah, like that. And Mistress May. I actually really loved that show.
And the show was great.
Yeah, and actually that one, I mean, I might get hate for this, but I actually thought that was like not too harmful to the kink community.
No, I think it had a lot of good stuff. The first season... I felt like had some misnomers of kink because they were just trying to get the idea in.
Yeah.
And then the next season, they really kind of dialed it back and made it more about, here's some things we didn't really cover.
Yeah. And well, I mean, the fact that, like, I mean, spoiler alert for no one who has seen it, but the fact that she kind of got into the dominatrix role because of, like, kind of her hatred for men, I guess, and how she didn't like being taken advantage of, and she was trying to get her own power back. But even that, sometimes people do go into kink because, that's why I became interested in the kink community, because it helped me get my sexual power back.
Right, absolutely.
Power over my body back.
Right, so control over your own id and in it.
Yeah.
And how, yeah.
So I feel like that was a pretty accurate take on it, but I guess maybe just the way she went about it at first.
Yeah, there were some pieces. It was more about the weird relationship between her and her friend who she kind of coerced into kink.
Right.
And then that became like a weird, like, kind of toxic in, you know, some ways.
Yeah.
That showed like kind of a negative side of kink where it's like, oh,
well,
you can...
Well, and also they had like a weird experience when they were in high school.
Yeah.
That kind of was like the sub story.
Right.
No pun intended.
Boom, boom. She's here all week, folks.
Oh,
try the
yes,
veal.
I am.
So, yeah. But
for the next 7 days, at least.
Yes. Yes. So, yeah. So I think that is definitely something along the lines of, you know, that show had some great stuff that kind of gives you some ideas. Like the idea of there are actual schools to learn how to be a dominatrix. That is a real thing. Like you can actually go.
Hang on, I'm going
to
make a weird noise. Yeah. My straw broke, so I'm changing it to the other side.
Change over. Straw change over. We're still drinking.
Okay, that's fine now.
Okay, we're good.
That's good.
You're square.
I'm square.
All right, perfect.
By the way, we're drinking alcohol.
Shocker. I mean, it's only been 7 days. It's not like we became monks or something.
That's true. You know. Oh, my alcohol is still here.
Yeah, it's still here. Yes, I have all of Miss Rebecca's alcohol. It ended up at my house.
Yeah.
And I've been very kind in not drinking yours because I love you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, one of the reasons for our break is because I was displaced from my house. Landlord sold the house, blah, blah, blah. I had to find a new place to live. It was very stressful. And Pierre was kind enough, as I was putting things into storage, he took my alcohol.
Yes, yes. She was just like, I don't want to. I was like, well, I will gladly take your alcohol and keep it.
And like I'm looking at this bottle right now that I've had since like 1995 from like the Ukraine.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Like, there's like a couple of bottles from the Soviet Union. I don't know. I'm bad at history. I don't know when the Soviet Union ended.
Whatever. Don't worry. I'm
so
not
sorry.
No one's gonna give, unless the people listening, we have some.
Now I need to fact check myself.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Now we have a Russian kink person.
One of the bottles is from the Ukraine.
Yeah. And listening to it, being like, "How dare you?"
I also used to have some Moldovan cognac. Yeah, it was really good.
Ooh.
But I gave it to my friend who's from Moldova. I mean, I drank it first. I gave him the empty bottle.
Gave the empty bottle. See, that's a sign of a true drinker. Like, this, you would love this. I drank it all, but
like,
here's the bottle.
This bottle is like 20 years old. I'm just going to drink the rest of it. But the next time you come and visit, here's an empty bottle for you.
I am sure that what I really...
Nostrovia.
He was like, this is in our stores all the time. Thanks for giving me a bottle of something that I would pick up on a Tuesday.
Right. Well, like, I think actually like Moldovan cognac is like very rare, like, because that's what he said. He was like, you have Moldovan cognac? That thing is, that's like wild that you have that. And I was like, yeah, it's literally from 1993.
It's aged. That's
aged.
What that is.
It
that's
was delicious aged. Too.
Yeah, of course. The longer it sits, I have been very nice, and I do not drink your liquor. I drink my liquor.
Thank you. I mean, yours. You can absolutely help, except to the Ukrainian stuff.
Yeah, I don't touch any. I just don't. I understand as someone who has a lot of random liquors that I'm like, I don't want to mess with somebody's like specific odd liquors.
I'm looking at this elderberry rum. You can definitely drink that. I remember opening that and making a cocktail out of it and thinking, wow, this is fucking garbage. Anyway.
Oh, thanks. I could drink your garbage.
Anyway, kink.
Yes, kink. We just went into the liquor portion right. of the show. That's not kinky. So, yeah, but so when I watch movies that have kink elements, most of them are comedies, which is very interesting to me. Mm. You see a lot of it in comedies where they make it this over-the-top thing.
And well, I think comedy is like you take an over-the-top thing and make it funny because it's a way of talking about the topic without making it like too serious or awkward. You know, people laugh during sex to make it like less awkward. So
I don't find that at all. Some people in the kink communities can get upset. They're like, well, it's making a mockery. I'm like, no, I think it actually in some ways can ease some of that tension around kink for people. But some of it can make it feel over the top when it's like they get you every comedy trope is that everyone's wearing like gimp masks and like in full leather suits. And, you know, that's not all kink, but it does kind of get people thinking that that's what all kink is sometimes. It's like it's interesting because this is a side note to it, but it's important because I've been redoing my shop that I have. And I have decided one of the things I am going to do at my shop is I am going to teach kink classes in person. You know, with COVID stuff, there'll be some restrictions, but I am going to teach kink at my place that I work, my shop that I run. And so I was telling some people about that, like they were asking, and I said, yeah, I'm going to teach base courses for people. They can come, we can do group settings of people that you're comfortable with. Like I already have one scheduled with a group from like 3 hours away.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Yeah. Couple that I pierced invited a bunch of their friends, couples, and they all want to learn basic shibari. So I'm going to schedule them, you know, in the next couple months. They're going to come down. My space is private. We're going to teach, you know, basic shibari, baselines like knots and stuff. But when I was talking to someone the other day about the shop and explaining what I was doing, and I mentioned kink stuff, and I mentioned the podcast, cheap plug, always cheap plug.
Always a cheap plug to the podcast.
Yeah, I cheap plug this podcast any chance I can. So I was talking to them, and they were like, oh, kink. And the first thing they said, you mean like the leather mask stuff? And I was like, well.
Oh,
and
then, no, dear.
Yeah, and then I had to go deeper into it. And I gave them the explanation that we've talked about on this show, where I said, you know, do you like to change positions when you have sex other than missionary? And they were like, yeah, I like to do different stuff. I said, then you're kinky in a way. That's your form of kink. Like anything that's more than the base is a kink. So I was like, you're kinky. Guess what? Good for you. So, you know, it doesn't
mean. Yay, confetti.
Yeah. That's when fanfare. I pop the tops and I dance wildly in the room. And
yeah, exactly.
I don't know what that was, but that was something.
I just feel like that's the noise I would make if someone was like, I found out I'm kinky. Good.
Yeah, you're our kink. You're the kink Muppet. You just like pop up. God. You pop up from behind a counter and go, and then go right back down.
Kinky.
That's the name of this episode. Kink Puppet. Kink Muppet.
Oh, I'll be your kink puppet.
Muppet. Hey.
Waka waka waka.
Oh my God. Oh God. Flogging right along.
Oh no.
I want to do Muppets and kink. Like, you know, they had Pigs in Space on the Muppets.
Oh my God, I want to be Beaker.
Kink.
Can you imagine Kinky Beaker?
Beaker?
Meep, 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 meep.
What's the matter, Beaker?
Oh my God.
Harder? Meep, 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 meep.
I actually banged a guy once who like made a noise like that when he came. It was like
he made beaker noises.
I mean, like he made a weird like. Okay, because I don't want to like give personal details about another person, but he made noises. And now that I'm thinking about the noises he made, and we're talking about beaker, I'm like, oh yeah, that's why I was weirded out.
He made beaker noises.
It was like meep meep meep. I don't know.
Now I don't even give a shit about kink and film now. Because you just given me a whole another bizarre like conversation is weird noises.
Oh my God, weird noises that people make when they have sex
and kink. Like I notice it because I've had a lot of partners, when you're doing kink, people make some strange noises during kink.
They make some strange noises and they say some strange fucking things.
What's the weirdest thing that's been said that you've heard? Or not, it doesn't have to be something you've had said to you, but something someone has told you that has been said to them. Because we're not going to give out names.
I don't know. It has to have been that Reddit post that I talked about. Yeah, you like that? You fucking retard?
Yes. Yeah, that one's pretty
rough.
Not
to be derogatory with that, those words. That was literally a Reddit post. Right, you can go and look it up. It's freaking hilarious.
It's in one of our episodes. We talked about it.
But I think, I don't know, probably the weirdest thing that someone has ever said to me. I don't know. I think I have to think about this for a little bit. I've had some like strange things. I don't know. I remember, do you remember that movie, Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
Oh, God, yes.
Where he's having sex with this girl and she's like, yes, yeah. Or is that what she's saying? Or hi. She's saying hi. Hi.
They're looking at each other. Yeah.
And she's like, hi. He didn't say hi, but he just kept saying yes over and over and over again.
Oh, God.
And the first time that happened, I mean, there were not many times, but like, you know, one of the first and very last times that happened, and I was like, what the fuck is going on? And then it's just because I had never heard that before. Like, yes, 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 yes. You know, like.
Yeah, over and over again.
It was kind of a shock to my system at first. I was like, wow, I thought this only happened in funny movies.
Right, like, yeah, the over-the-top, like, oh, yeah, there's the comedy. Nope, this is real.
Right.
Some screenwriter did this, too.
It was a little strange.
Yeah, one of the weirdest noises I've ever heard is I had somebody who was very much into doll play. Their idea was that they like to be treated like a doll,
mm-hmm.
like a porcelain doll or a sex doll. Mm-hmm. When they have sex, they become very kind of almost catatonic in a way. And it was really awkward. And
that's so
strange. And it like froze up and
mm-hmm.
just like they start to look like an actual doll. Like, you know, they keep their eyes kind of glazed over looking at you. And it's really weird. And they kind of close their eyes and make eye movement very similar to like a doll.
Like,
that's a thing.
Okay.
And so, but she started going, yeah, 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 in a very high pitched tone.
Uh-huh.
Like, hi, yeah, 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 yeah. And I'm just thinking
of like a Flaming Lips song. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, exactly. But it was so like, it caught me so off guard because
none of this is actually like weird. Like, if that's like everyone makes strange, I'm
right,
sure
right.
I make strange.
Right, we all make strange noises.
But like when something's strange, like when something happens like that, that's just so out of the norm of what you experience, you're like, what the fuck?
What just happened? And I got so used to kink in a way, like how partners I've had reacted. Then I was like, okay, you know, like I'm used to this and all that. I don't really give a shit. I'll say it. I was in the middle of performing oral on her and she started making that noise. And I thought I did something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Like I thought like I had done and it was pain. And I like stopped and looked up and peeked up and I'm like, huh? And I mean, I said that. I looked like a meerkat, like popping up. I was like, huh? What? And I'm like confused and I had hands on fire. I'm like, huh? She's like, good. I'm like, okay. And then I went back. And then it kept going and she kept doing it. Yeah. She literally was like, good. And I'm like, okay. And I kept going. And so I keep going and she kept doing it. And then when she was having orgasms, she would make that noise at a higher pitched octave. Like it went up and the pitch went up and loud and screechy. And she was like, yeah, 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 yeah. And it was the weirdest thing to feel, like to be like, okay, you know, like in that moment, like, how do I respond? Like, even as me in control, I'm like, I don't really want to respond because if I get more of that, I'm going to be thrown off. Like, it wasn't like I was upset or I was like grossed out. I realized that doll play wasn't for me. Like the porcelain doll kind of like, you know, feel or, you know, the way she kind of, that was her thing. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. You know, and like I said, since we're not giving out names or anything like that, I'm not worried.
And that's like one of the biggest takeaways is like, A, sometimes you just find out things are not for you and that's fine.
Yep,
and,
absolutely.
Things that are for you, just keep on keeping on and you'll find someone who's into it. And also listen to your partner. If they're making a noise,
check.
Yep. And pitch is like such a good indicator of this is either going really well or it's not going well and I should stop.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Pitch, and I'm always big on, I always say hand movement or movement of the body, depending on if you're tied up, not tied up.
Right.
But, you know, if a person is, and you can tell, if someone, male or female, is kind of pushing your body away or tensing up and moving away from you, something's not working. And they're, and this is like their body's reaction. They may not be comfortable speaking, you know, to you about it. They might feel awkward, you know, so that might be a big portion of it. So make sure you're always checking in. So when I heard that the high pitch I thought maybe it was pain because I'd never heard that before. So that's why I popped up. I'm like, oh God, what did I do? Like, I'm this is usually my jam. Like, this is my skill set. Like, what did I do wrong?
What's going on here?
And she was like, no, it's good. And then she kept doing it. I'm like, oh, okay, this is her sound. Like, this is her noise. I mean, people are put off when I growl sometimes.
So while you were talking, I was like, oh, this happened. It wasn't a growl.
Okay.
It was a snort.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
I love the laugh in the face that accompanied it.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it was a snort because I typically don't like growl. Like, I mean, I can get used to growling, but the first time I hear growling, it just kind of like, ugh. I don't know. Growling weirds me out a little bit.
I gotcha.
But this guy snorted. He was like, like that.
Wow.
That like was boar like, snort. Like a boar snort. Like, wow. I was 19th century boar hunting or something. Yeah. And I don't know.
And you somehow mounted a boar. I don't know. That's a weird.
Or the boar mounted
right,
me.
Right. Either way.
And like, and things have been going really well. But then like, but then I heard the.
It just, and you
I
were done.
I was just like, I can't do this. I'm a vegetarian.
She don't eat meat, but she sure liked the bone. No. Yeah, the growling sometimes partners have loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Other partners are a little like, whoa, I don't know, did you summon a demon?
Yeah.
You know, and that's because.
Well, that's what this is like. It was like Beelzebub was in my bedroom. Yeah. Actually, it wasn't even my bedroom. I don't even know where I was. I can't remember. It was a while ago when I was in my.
In your youngin' days?
My youngin' days.
That's where... what I just go with youngin' days.
Yeah.
So that way we keep the mystery alive.
It's like you don't really know the time and the place.
Yeah, it just happened.
Or the person.
It just happened.
It just happens.
I've been there. Many times. I had an interesting, since we're getting close to the end of this episode, we'll be, like I said, we're doing shorter episodes, but I found a very funny, I got a very funny phone call that I figured, why not? Because they probably won't listen to the show, about kink. Like, they had heard some episodes in the past, but hadn't caught up.
Mm-hmm.
And they found my, all my stuff is easy to find on for me. I'm a pretty public human being because I do a lot of random shit, so it's not hard to find me. So they found me and they were talking to me and they were asking me kink questions, and then they started. Now this is my second foot fetish guy get a hold of me.
Oh
yeah. And I'm trying to figure out I'm being polite, so I'm gonna ask advice on our own show to you.
I am here to give it.
There we go. Perfect. So I've had this dude who's been writing me about foot fetish stuff.
Okay.
He's into wrestlers, professional wrestlers.
Wait, another one?
Yeah, this is another one. This
okay,
is
my cool,
yeah,
cool,
I've
cool,
had
cool.
a few. So this is a new one. And he keeps chatting with me about feet and asking me specific foot questions. And which I was okay with. And then he was like, oh, I don't mean anything sexual. I get turned on by it, asking you about your feet. And I was like, okay.
Okay.
I'm like, that's okay. So I answered some questions. I told him I'm not into foot fetish stuff. I'm, you know, into women, and this is just, you know, I'm being polite. And if you want to ask questions about fetishes. So at first I thought he was talking to me to get information on how to like you know, go after this fetish, like something he hadn't done before. I learned that's not true. He's in deep into this fetish. It's his thing. And then he proceeds to start asking me if I have ever been jerked off by feet, by like female feet. So he starts with female, and I'm like, no, I've never done the foot thing. It's just never been my thing. And then he's like, well, have you ever thought about it with a guy's feet? And so I was like, no, I don't really want to go down that road. I haven't thought about that. It's not my thing. And if you want to ask about foot fetish stuff, I'm totally cool. And then he started getting more and more into like the deep sexual stuff, like wanting to have, basically he's trying to sext me about foot fetish stuff. And so I have kind of cut contact and I said, no, I'm cool. I can't really teach you, right, you know, if this is what you're looking for about it. But he still continues to message me every day and messaged me every day and just writes like, hi, are you available right now? Are you not working? Are you this? Are you that? Are you wearing your shoes today? And
Me you're wearing your Santa boots.
Yeah, then maybe I should do that, my fur
Santa
boots.
Santa baby.
But what I'm curious about is I want to make sure that I don't discourage somebody with a fetish. Meaning I don't want to make them feel less because or feel like that's bad, but I also have no interest in having sexting conversations because about this, because one, it's not what I'm attracted to, and two, I made that boundary. I said, no, I'm not looking to do that. You want to ask me about my feet? I wear a size 14. Yes, my boots get sweaty. Like, he was asking me that kind of stuff. I'm like, yeah, I'll answer that. I don't care. I'm cool. Like, whatever. But he's taking it this other level, and it brings up the interesting, I'm trying to be polite because I don't know if he, I'm wondering how he's deep in this kink, but how do I approach it in a way where I am being kind to his kink so that he is not, because I don't believe it's malicious. I don't believe he's like being creepy or trying to be creepy. You know what I mean? I think he's genuinely just hoping that this conversation is going to go this level, and I keep cutting it off, but he keeps hoping. So,
all right, I'm going to stop you right
there. Yes. This is where I want some information.
I'm going to stop you right there. It's okay to, like, if someone's asking you questions, it's okay to answer them. But, like, at this point, it's his responsibility. Like, you've already said, like, I'm not interested. Yeah. This is, I'm cool with your kink, but that's full stop right there. Right. This is not going to go any further than, like, if you want to ask me questions. But then again, like, I think at this point you've already told him you're not interested. He keeps trying to bring it to another level. You keep cutting it off. No is a complete sentence.
Yep.
As very many people have heard and said before. I think at this point you just have to be like, hey, man, I appreciate that you feel comfortable talking to me about this, but I feel uncomfortable now because I feel that you are bringing this to a level that I am not comfortable discussing. And I would appreciate it if you took your interest elsewhere.
There you go.
And that's all you have to say to him. And then the ball is in his court. If he keeps asking you about stuff, like, that's when you're like, hey, sorry, but I'm going to block you now because I've already said I'm not interested.
Right.
I don't think you have any more answers for him.
Right.
I think at this point, he's just being like, he's just taking advantage of you being nice.
Right.
And that's a message that, like, as a woman, we've had to live with our entire lives. Like, like, there's a point in time where every woman in her life will be propositioned by a guy and will be like, oh, that's very nice. I feel very flattered, but no.
Yeah.
And then they'll be like, oh, okay, well, I'm still going to keep pressing this matter. And then we have to be like, oh, well, you know, I said no, but, like, if you want to keep asking me questions, it's fine. And then they'll keep pushing that boundary until finally we have to be like, hey, I'm not interested. Stop talking to me. And then, like, they'll either stop talking to us or they'll call us a bitch and then we have to block them. And it's, you know, like, you're kind of experiencing a thing that's very like,
well, and that's why
I was like, let me stop.
Yeah. Well, and that's why I wanted to, because it is, I'm on the other side usually.
Yeah.
Not that I am the one pursuing to the point
no,
of being
no,
told
no.
No,
you've not. But, I know you. You've never done that.
Right. But I have definitely, you know, like, I've definitely been interested in someone and spoken to them and had them say, you know, nope, not interested. And I'm like, okay, I have my apologies. Don't mean to step on toes, you know.
Yeah.
But then sometimes.
No pun intended again.
Ha ha. Da boom boom.
Ha ha.
She's here all week, folks.
All week.
All week. staying at my house because she has no pants on.
I have no pants on.
She has no pants on.
It was very rainy outside.
Yeah, it was rainy outside when she got here.
And I was taking a walk.
Yeah. And she literally came in. She's like, do you have a blanket? Do you mind if I take my pants off? I'm like, that is a question that is never in my household. Everyone, like, if you come to my place, you never have to ask, is it okay to take your pants
that
off?
That is how comfortable I am with this man. I can just walk in and be like, yo, I'm, like, soaked to the bone. I'm just going to take my pants off and hang them to dry. Do you have a blanket? Cool.
Yeah, and that's it. And it's done. It's that fast and that easy. But my house is always clothing optional no matter what.
Yes.
Even if it's not a sexual thing. Like, if you want to be nude in my house, be nude in my house. It's totally fine with me. But yeah, so I wanted to get the perspective because I am in the reverse on this one. And usually it's men are more apt to be the aggressor.
Yeah.
And he's a male aggressive to another male. So it is, still has that male.
It's still yeah. like, you know, there's always that part of you that's like, okay, maybe he doesn't understand what I'm saying to him.
Yeah.
Like, maybe I haven't been upfront enough. But, I mean, I feel like you've probably been upfront to him. And yeah. at this point, he's just, like, taking advantage of the time that you've already given him that you've
right.
clearly stated, like, yeah, I'm not into this.
Yeah.
So I would just say, you know, again.
Well, and I think this is great. Like, this is great for people to hear again as well, because this all fits in kink. It fits in
right.
everything, especially with kink, actually, to cap this show, to finish mm-hmm. up. It's important that for you new kinksters out there, people getting into kink, or even if you're trying to get kink into your life, that the aggression doesn't necessarily mean it has to happen or it's not going to happen. It doesn't have to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You are in control of your own kink and what you want. And if a kink doesn't interest you or a kink you're not into, you have every right to be like, nope, no thank you. And even if they keep trying, you have every right. It's not on you to feel like you have to placate them. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
once you've set that boundary and you've said, yeah, no, I'm not interested in this. The questions that you're asking me are making me uncomfortable. I would appreciate it if we not talk about this anymore. Full stop. And then if they keep pursuing it, then that's their fucking problem.
There it is. From the lips of Miss Rebecca. Their fucking problem.
Yeah.
Fuck you and your bullshit.
Fuck
so there
you
Damien.
Go.
Fuck
oh,
you,
wait,
Damien.
No, his name is Damon, not Damien.
Damon. Damien too, whoever you are.
Fuck you, Damon.
Fuck you, Damon. That's good. We're going to keep that in any episode we can get it in.
Absolutely.
Fuck you, Damon. Eventually, Damon's going to hear this and be like, what? What?
There's a Damon out there listening to this and be like, I didn't do anything.
Yeah,
like,
right.
You didn't, but there was one particular Damon that did.
And that Damon knows who he is. So fuck you, Damon. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get out of here this evening for this first episode back after our 7-day break.
Oh, we missed you so much.
We missed you all so much. We will be back on a regular basis now.
Hell yeah!
Yes,
so
we
excited.
Are back!
Woo-woo-woo.
We're back, baby! So thank you so much for listening. Please, we're going to bring the After Munch back on Facebook, the Facebook group. We're going to start putting stuff in there. So please... talk amongst yourselves in there and join us in there as well.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah, talk amongst yourselves. Have great conversations. But we're back, baby. We're getting ready to fire up for the new year. So thank you so much for listening. We hope that you have a great night. We hope you are taking care of yourselves, staying safe, staying sane with your kink, and staying consensual with your kink. And get freaky, everybody. Thank you so much. Have a great evening.
I'm going to put some pants on.
Or not.
Or not.
You know, this is the first time I've had you half naked in the house.
I know.
look at this girl. It's a wild night.